This is The Seven's Danny Wozencroft speaking to Dave Bishton. He was the incident commander for the fire service at the Codden Sports and Social Club in Donington last night.
We received a number of calls, primarily from the local residents and passers-by, to inform us that there was appeared to be smoke issuing from the Codden Club on the Trench Road there.
What did you face when you got there then?
Well, we had a number of issues. One, due to the site being in the process of being redeveloped, the building was quite well secured. So we had initial problem gaining access into the car park because they'd put barriers to prevent anybody from the public gaining access. And also it was a well secured building that had been shuttered off to prevent access into the building itself. So we had initially the crews were faced with smoke issuing via the roof as well as some openings in the building. But our initial concern was gaining entrance into there, which we had to use specialist equipment from our rescue tender to assist with access into the building.
How much damage was caused to the building?
Thankfully, the crews worked well and prevented severe damage to the building. It was damage to the roof at the entrance to the building, and also a rear store had been quite badly damaged by fire. But again, the main bulk of the building, as far as fire damage was concerned, the crews worked very well. We managed to gain access into 3 points of the building and did prevent the fire spreading and taking a hold within the building itself. So other than the store and probably about 20% roof damage, the building was relatively intact.
So how big was it then?
At its height, we had 6 appliances there, firefighting appliances, as well as 2 special appliances. One was the rescue tender and one the aerial ladder platform, which was there to assist with gaining access to the roof. So for Shropshire, it was quite a largest incident with sufficient crews there to ensure that we could deal with what we were faced.
Obviously, this is a redundant building at the moment, and it was quite late at night. Do you have any idea what the cause was?
We don't really. We obviously, that is being fully investigated by the fire investigation team. Obviously, as you say, due to the way the building was, obviously there is a probability that it might be of doubtful origin, but as I say, that is still being fully investigated. The actual stop message went in at round about midnight last night, which means that we were happy with the resources we had on scene to deal with it. And my understanding was that the last crews were away by 2 o'clock this morning, making sure that all cutting away and damping down was successful. So we were there in total probably about 4 hours dealing with the incident.
And it's quite a well-known building, isn't it? Were there a lot of people about?
There was, you know, considering the time of night, yes, there were a number of people who obviously, whether driving by or local residents, were in the area. So yes, there were a number of people on scene at the time, which I won't say hindered our operations at all, but obviously it's another fact we have to take into consideration to make sure that we are maintaining their safety as well as the safety of our crews. Due to the number of appliances we had in attendance, it was prudent to close the road because we were gaining water from various hydrants in the area, so hose was running across roadways. So thankfully the police were in attendance as well, and they assisted us with the management of the traffic in the area.